bring on the coach of the UALR Trojans, Steve Shields. Steve, how are you?
Doing well, Trey. Sorry for being a couple minutes late calling in.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We're getting you in. I saw you taking your troops through practice yesterday, and boy, I'm glad Tommy Smith didn't interrupt practice.
How about him? I thought he was going to come stumbling in there like that guy from Hoosiers. What was that guy's name?
The Gene Hackman movie, the assistant coach. Hey, Coach Tommy's clean now. He's
no, good. I know that. And hey, what a great event y'all had last night.
It was a lot of fun. But Coach, talk about your team and where you are now. And obviously, you got a big game against Tulsa tomorrow afternoon there at the Jack Stevens Center.
You bet, Trey. We played a lot of games in a short period of time. We played, I think, 11 games in 27 days, and when you've got a young team, you want more practice time than that. But when you sit there and you think about trying to get home games and get a schedule put together, and at our level, when you're not buying a whole lot of games, to be able to get those games like the Milwaukee, like the Jacksonville, and those people to come to you, you've got to take them when you can get them. So we chose to do that. I'm really encouraged about this young team and where we are. We had a good win against SMU down in Puerto Vallarta in our tournament, and SMU is 8-1 right now. That's their only loss of the year. You know, we're like most young teams with 7 freshmen. You know, we're kind of up and down on different nights, but we're continuing to get better, and I like the mindset of this team to this point. It's been good to have 5 straight days of practice this week leading into our game against Tulsa tomorrow.
Coach, I know you said you got a young team, but talk a little bit about the depth, though. You still have, I believe, 8 players almost playing 20 minutes a game, and how much that helps.
No, that's a great point, Matt. We do. We have more depth than what we had last year. 8 of our top 10 guys in minutes played are freshmen and sophomores, and so that's another encouraging thing for the future of our program. But we do have a number of guys that we can go to. We're getting Gus Leeper back, who started practicing again with us on Monday. So that gives us another frontline guy in the mix. And so that's one of the strengths of this team. And we've had, you know, 2 freshman point guards that play the most important spot on the floor for us. And those guys, John Gillen and Josh Hagans, are continuing to get better. And like you see with young guys, like, you know, from the quarterback spot, I mean, it's a daily progress with those guys. And as long as they keep a good attitude and keep working and want to be a part of something bigger than themselves like they have, I think those 2 guys are going to be very good players for us.
You're exactly right, Coach. And with younger players, and you'll know this, all of a sudden it's like it clicks for you and the game slows down a little bit. Have you seen that happening with some of the younger players? And sometimes, you know, it's the 8th game of the year and sometimes it's the 20th game of the year. But when it slows down for them, how much better they will be.
You know, Matt, you hit the nail on the head. And I've said this from the start of this year. And I said, I feel like we've got a chance to have a really good team in time. And I don't know exactly what in time is. You know, when you've got 7 freshmen and you've got the newness. I don't know if we're talking in January, if we're talking, you know, in late February, but I like I said, for us to be 7-4 right now, our 4 losses are all on the road, and as you know, with young guys, that's where we've got to continue to get better at being able to handle adverse situations and being able to take it on the road and being mentally tough enough to win on the road. That's something that we've tried to pride ourselves on here in recent years. Last year we were 6-2 in conference road games, and that's, you know, we haven't played well in our 4 road games to this point. We've lost all of them. That's something that we've got to continue to get better at. But fortunately for us, we've got Tulsa in here tomorrow at 2:00. They're 6-3. It's Danny Manning's first year as head coach there. He came off of Bill Self's staff for the last several years, and of course, everybody recognizes the name Danny Manning from playing in the NBA for a long time.
That
in
the NBA.
And he's done an excellent job. Their team is holding opponents to 39% defensive field goal percentage. They've got a +5 rebound margin. They just beat TCU last Saturday. They beat Missouri State the Wednesday before. So we know we've got a tough challenge tomorrow. And then we've got La Tech in here on Monday, who's 8-2 right now.
Coach, real quick, I know you've got the game tomorrow, and I know recruiting is the lifeblood of any program. Can you talk, and I know you can't talk specific players, but the fact that Coach Crawford has assembled this hoop challenge tomorrow at Maumelle High School to pay $10 as a fan and go see the type of talent that's going to be on display there, can you think of anywhere you could go to see that type of talent?
Oh, without a doubt. You think about the games. We're playing at 2 o'clock, and I know the games that are at 4:20 and 5:40 and on into the night. I mean, you've got a great set of, what are there, 6 or 8 games,
seven
I think?
Seven games, Coach.
Yeah, games total. I spoke with one of the coaches earlier today who's going to be down playing in it, and I know we'll be out there for sure, and what a great day of basketball for Central Arkansas.
Thank you, Coach. Real quick, how come you have to yell at your players? I was watching Foley take his ladies through the practice on Wednesday, and he wasn't yelling at his girls, but you had to yell at your players.
Hey, you caught us on a tough day yesterday.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck,
hey,
Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.